And so he said, now gather, send and gather all to me, all of Israel, and meet me at Mount Carmel, together with the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table. So they gathered on Mount Carmel. And so Elijah, he stood up and he, verse 21, he says to the people, how long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal is God, follow him. But the people did not answer him. They just stood there. So, verse 22, Elijah said to the people, I alone am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. So he calls them to a challenge. It was a duel in the spirit. Whose God was the most powerful? And so he says to the prophets of Baal, you can go first. There's two oxen. You pick whichever one you want. You build an altar, and you call down your God. And verse 24 says, then you will call on the name of your God, and I'll call on the name of my God. And the God who answers by fire, he is God. And all the people said, that's a good idea. So I imagine he thought, well, if I go first and God consumes it, they'll say, well, why should we even try? So he lets them go first. Okay, let's see. Let's let your God, let Baal, let him put up or shut up. So they did as Elijah said. And in verse 26, I just love this. It says, then they took the ox which was given them, and they prepared it and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, O Baal, answer us. But there was no voice, and no one answered. And then they leaped on the altar which they'd made. It's so funny, I can just picture it. So then it came at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, call out with a loud voice, for he is a god. Either he's occupied or gone aside or is on a journey, or perhaps he's asleep and needs to be awakened. Well, they cried out with a loud voice. They cut themselves according to their custom with swords and lances until the blood gushed out of them. So he just enraged them. You know, and I can see Kim Clement, because I think he's a kind of like a modern-day Elijah. He stirs up people. He's radical. He's got that long black hair, and I can see him saying, okay, come on, put up. Oh, where's your God at? Oh. And I can just see a modern-day prophet like Elijah, like Kim or some of the others today with a showdown with some of the New Age gods, or the Hindu, or the same thing, the Buddhist, or whatever, saying, okay, let's see who's going to answer by fire. So it came about when midday was past that they raved until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice, no one answered, and no one paid attention. So Elijah called the people together, and they set up there the altar. They rebuilt the altar, put stones around it, put the ox, and had the wood. And he told them, pour water on it. He told them, do it again. Four times they put water on this to make sure that it would be really hard for that, without it being really God, for fire to come on this sacrifice. So, in verse 36, it says, then it came about at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. He said, O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that you